Throughout our history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
Did you like that, Rob?
Oh, that's who voiced that?
That's Lisa, Lisa's voice. And thank you to Cam and Amelia, Amelia who wrote that, and Cam who made it. Happy with that one?
I'm ecstatic.
The Mind Trench. All right. What are we yarning about on the Mind Trench today?
After last week's one, we got a call off air. I won't say who it was, but she knows who she is. And we're talking about like ghosts and mediums and all that.
I just want to clarify though as well. You were pretty vocally anti-believing in paranormal activity on air. You were
Yeah, but listen, I'll look into anything, right? I've looked into this before, but this is going to be the last time. Although...
I don't believe that for a second.
Although, at the end of it, I'm going to put a little challenge out.
Okay, all right. Nice. I like that.
So just a bit of cross-promotion. When I was doing the show Saturday, someone phoned in that had a real freaky experience at in the Hanua Ranges while he was goat.
Shall we dive into it first?
But we will. Yeah. We will. Okay. This is a story someone sent me about, I'm going to do the thing with my fingers, paranormal activity, right? I'm going to do the whole thing, then we're going to go back and dissect it.
I'm loving your scepticism here, but also your ability to dive right into it.
Get straight into it, because this is really funny. On September the 9th, 1978, at the Salvation Army Emergency Lodge in Palmerston North, was the first time when small stones fell on the roof of the men's quarters. No one paid any attention to it, just thought, whatever. And then about 4 days later, all the residents were at a regular Wednesday evening discussion group, and at the end of the meeting, the 9 male residents in the group found themselves pelted with large stones.
Oh.
Right, as they returned to their quarters. Some of them, unfortunately, were hit, and the police were called. While the police were inside making notes, their police cars were pelted with eggs and acorns. The next night, the barrage started again. The backyard of the lodge was littered with eggs and rocks, and again the police arrived, only to have their cars and two staff cars covered with eggs.
So when was this again, Rob?
This was in 1978.
All right, okay.
Okay.
Like fairly recently, as far as your research goes.
Yeah. The police car had been parked at the front gate, and the two other cars, at the side entrance.
Dramatic flips the page.
And, yeah, so on the following nights, the men went out with the police and were pelted with lemons, oranges and walnuts.
These are some interesting projectiles that are
More sinister, however, bricks and rocks were being thrown, some of them weighing in 1 kg, which that's pretty naughty, right?
That's not good.
Each weekday, the barrage started at 3:45 p.m. and went on till 3 to 4 a.m. the next morning. As many as 20 police with dogs were on patrol each night, along with members of the Armed Defenders Squad.
this is getting ridiculous.
They searched every hiding place regularly, but to no avail.
So these things were being thrown, so you can see the direction they're coming from.
Yeah.
But they couldn't see who was throwing them.
Yeah, this 1978, no disrespect to the police, because I think they do a fantastic job, but we're talking about a little while ago now.
Right.
Do you know, really, things have moved on when you can...
I feel like that's still pretty, like...
So what are you saying here? Are these ghosts? Right,
well, no, this is right. Anyway, the next night, it just went mental. There was rocks and stones coming from everywhere. And then on the 17th and 18th, all the windows were broken.
Ooh.
All the windows were broken. And then all of a sudden, it just stopped. And then
checking his notes.
This well-known Christchurch exorcist claimed the events were typical of a mischievous ghost or a poltergeist, and the case was closed.
Classic bit of a Christchurch ghost.
They were like, you know what? We're happy with that. Yeah.
So the thing is...
Yeah, that sounds about right.
The thing is, ghosts are supposed to be energy, aren't they? I don't know what a ghost is. But
if you know what a ghost is, you can text us as well, by the way, 5395.
How did the supposed ghost get eggs? Did they go to the supermarket, or did someone leave them there? Maybe. Or was there like this bag just going around?
Well, yeah. I mean, exactly.
There's so many holes in this, it's ridiculous. I reckon the police couldn't find... It was kids.
Can I ask where you found this story?
This was, I found it online. Someone gave me a little link to it.
So what you're saying is that the in 78.
Five years makes a lot of difference in the poltergeist world.
It does, truly. So you're saying that they couldn't find the person who was doing this, and so they said it was ghosts, and then the police were done with it.
Yeah, it's probably because they couldn't find them, because I don't... If you had 20 police and the armed offenders squad...
And dogs,
you'd find something.
So this was in Christchurch.
This was in Palmerston North.
Oh, Palmerston North.
No, Christchurch exorcist. Because you haven't got any in the North Island, I think, all the exorcists.
All the spooky people are in the South Island.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is typical of something that just... It didn't happen. It wasn't a poltergeist.
I find it interesting that they were just like, yeah, we're happy
with
that.
Yeah, that's the bit that really cracked me up.
We'll close that case.
But I've just recently watched Wellington Paranormal, and that was my mind went back to that.
That's a great TV show as well. Very good TV show about cops trying to catch sort of paranormal activity.
I think the female police officer is brilliant in that. Anyway, I want to put a thing out there. Now, I know there's a supposed real haunted house on Richmond Road.
Oh.
Yeah, I drive past that regularly.
It's an old orphanage or something, and there was a tragedy there, and a load of people lost their lives, and apparently it's really haunted. If there's anybody in Auckland that knows of somewhere that's really haunted, I'm prepared to turn up with a camera if I can get someone to film it, and we'll spend a night there.
Rob's going to go Ghostbusters.
Yeah, I'm
going to
call it Ghost Gaff.
Because you had a few calls in recently... Over the time period of when you've talked about this, and none of it swayed your beliefs.
No, listen, everybody, as we're talking about this off air, everybody's had a little bit of experience. I've had something that was really weird that happened to me, but it's not.
I find it interesting.
Oh, I'm not prepared to say. Not prepared to say. It was
far
pretty
too
trippy.
Far too spooky for 7:50 a.m.
I remember once, only a short while ago, I was walking to the station one morning, it was really foggy, and I saw a bloke, and he didn't come out of the fog. He obviously went somewhere else.
Or did he just disappear?
But it's one
disappear?
Of those weird things where your mind's like, what was that?
Yeah,
I'm not really a believer in the whole ghost thing, but like I'm open to being swayed if someone's got a good story, but I'm not a huge...
I think with like mediums and stuff like that, I've done so much research on it and people like debunk them. Who was that magician bloke? I can't remember, that used to go in the war and in Victorian times, they just it was a thing because they didn't have anything else to do, and it was all a con.
But so what you're saying is you want people to text you with their ghost stories.
Yeah,
basically.
I want to be proved wrong. I want all this stuff I talk about to be true, and I know it's not. And I get depressed with it all.
Okay, so if you've got a ghost story for Rob, 5395.
Well, people are coming in with their thoughts about ghosts.
A ghosty spot as well.
Yeah, on ghosty spot. And I will, honestly, if I get someone upbeat with a camera.
Someone says Mount Eden War Memorial Hall is supposedly haunted.
Okay.
It's quite a spooky spot. It's the big sort of...
You go into one of these places, and if I went into that one on Richmond Road, I would be cacking myself when I walked in there.
Yeah, you would be, right?
So then as soon as you hear something move or something, you think, oh, my God, it's not.
Well, that's the thing that gets me.
But then
why
are you freaking out, Rob?
I think it's human nature.
It's all dark and kind of weird, you know? Like, you go in and it's dark.
I wouldn't go in there on my own, put it that way. Someone would have to come in with me. I don't believe in it, but I wouldn't go in there on my own.
Maybe you can make that a trip for... I'm not going to do it. Maybe that can be a Saturday Drive Boys thing, because I'm not going into that.
This is a breakfast thing.
So
maybe Rachel will go with you.
I'll come with you. I'll be your ghostly protection. So you got someone else has said King Seat Hospital.
Yeah, but that's been
spooky.
Done to death. I mean, there was that lovely documentary by a friend of the show.
But I mean, your thing is that you want someone to come in and film it, because you want this proof. But this is the thing, what if ghosts don't show up on camera?
Oh, that's just too easy.
No, so what will prove it to you, Rob? What will prove it to you?
If I see a ghost,
This is interesting. Someone said most supposed hauntings are actually carbon monoxide poisoning. The gas produces the same foreboding feeling associated with
ghosts.
Well,
there you go.
Okay. But we've also got other people on there saying that is incorrect. Someone's texted, ghosts are real, but people get it so wrong. They are more demonically correct. So there you go. You've got two very opposing ideas there in the text.
I think this might need a part two.
Oh, yeah. I'm prepared to do it, because I spoke to someone who went to Hanua and some weird stuff happened to him, and I've heard some really freaky stuff about that part.
This is the thing is, being from the South Island, there are many, many a spooky ghost story from the South Island. Lots of sort of people in mines on the west coast and, you know, the sort of like freaky, craggy cliffs and things like that. How, you know, it, maybe you could get people to send you some good historical ones as well, because I feel like there's a lot of spooky ghost stories.
There's actually, I read one about, and it's in Christchurch, there was a tunnel and they were built working on it, and a whole load of people got killed, and there's a Scotsman apparently wandering around.
There's lots of places in Christchurch. I remember there was a place near my school and everyone used to be like, that's haunted, and, you know, people used to sneak in there in the middle of the night and stuff and come back saying they'd seen, you know, floating sheets and things like
also,
that.
Also, the point we were talking about this morning off air earlier was like the how extensive your imagination is underestimated, I think. Well, personally, I don't know.
We actually agree with something. This is a moment. We're having a moment, Tess. We 100%
agree. I just think your brain's
I think this one's good. This one's good. Someone said they reckon the King's Arms is haunted. They were going to the bathroom and the toilet door slammed and no one was there.
I mean.
Look.
After your 15th pint.
someone else
magic mushroom burger.
They'd come with you, Rob. So you've got a few people out there.
I think that we need a part two. I reckon you need to look into the theories of things that could be causing these ghost-like figures.
I've seen all these ghost shows, like that English one. It's just ridiculous.
But, you know, yet here you are. Yeah. Still researching
it. This is the thing, and yet here it is.
So
still.
I don't think you're such a cynic as you say you are, Rob. I think there's a little bit of you that would like this to be.
Oh, of course.
So, you know, maybe we get a part two. Maybe we get a bit of a sort of historical documentation. If you've got a good ghost story for Rob or a good haunted spot for Rob, text us on 5395 or give us a call on 309-3879 and Rob will do some looking into it for you. He's ready to be Ghostbusters on this. You're going to put your big pack on and your space suit.
Maybe we can look into organising a group trip to one of these houses.
Nothing confirmed,
but we'll look into it.
Yeah,
Breakfast show ghost field trip. We reckon?
Ghost gaff part two.
Ghost gaff part two. All right, so text us your ghost stories, 5395. Cheers, Rob.
Thank you.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bullocks, only on 95 BFM.
He is stoked with those stings.